tough time of the year, obviously, when you have to bring guys in and let them go. Again, we're hoping that they all have a chance to hook on somewhere else. We're hoping the ones that we've invited back for practice squad will clear waivers, be able to get back, and so we're still early in this, and we'll see how everything works. We didn't have, obviously, the practice squad players out here, so we had the guys that made the cuts, and we're able to get in a nice little practice. Anyways, time's yours.
Andy, you still have an open spot. Do you have something in mind for that?
We do. We're leaving it open for flexibility, but yeah, do we have some ideas for it? We do. We've just got to see how things work out here. Like I said, we're early in it right now, so John's up there getting after it. I'll go up and meet with him here when I'm done with you guys, and he'll coach me up on what we've got going.
Andy, was it a tough decision, Cyrus Gray instead of Sean Drone?
It was, because I think Sean Drone is a heck of a football player. I think Cyrus is very good too, and Cyrus will help us on special teams, and he did a nice job there. Dave feels very comfortable with him, and as he did with Sean. But it was just that was one area that Cyrus did a very nice job at.
Is that what it came down to in that regard? And that decision was special teams.
Well, they're both good players, so both of them can help you offensively, and. Cyrus maybe he was a tick ahead of Sean, but both of them can help you win football game. They're both good football players.
Are you more comfortable with Cyrus Gray on passing downs right now than Nile Davis? Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, listen, I'm comfortable. I wouldn't compare the two that way to you. I would just say I think first of all, Nile's come a long way in that area and done a nice job with his protection and done a nice job with catching the football. I would also tell you that's one of Cyrus's strengths, that he does a nice job. You saw him in the protect. He had a few chances last week, his past game, to do some blitz pickup protection there, and he did a nice job with it. So I would tell you that is one of his strengths.
You've really been a tight end right now. Just can you talk about that position and what you get out of Fasano, what you get out of Kelsey, and just talk about the composition of that position right now.
Well, listen, I think they're good players. For what we do with them, I think they fit. They have a role. I'm comfortable with what we've got there right now.
Yeah. What makes each one of them fill that role? What do you like about what Fasano does? What do you like about what Kelsey does?
Well, listen, Fasano does everything very well. Kelsey is a young kid. The sky's the limit for him. He's got great potential and is working hard to get himself where he's consistent at everything. I mean, he was getting better and better, and then he kind of got hurt a bit. I would tell you that when you came out to our practices early, he jumped out at you. He was one of the young guys that really jumped out at you. It's just a matter of him continuing to work through the knee, and he's doing that. So, and then Brock is just a solid player, smart guy, tough on the at the line of scrimmage and blocking, catches well enough. I mean, he does some nice things there. He actually showed up pretty well in the last couple games catching the football. So, I was pleased with his improvement. I wasn't sure what to expect when we got him, but I would tell you that he improved every day that we had him here, and he just kind of shuts his mouth and practices and plays hard and works hard, does everything right.
What about Junior Hemingway? From the minute you got here, it's kind of been a tough path for Junior, but from when you first got here, from the mini camps to through training camp, what did he improve on the most in your mind?
Yeah, you know, I liked Junior coming out of Michigan, and I was curious to see what he was like, having the opportunity to coach him. And I've liked the improvement that he's made. He had a little bit of a setback when he got hurt with his thumb, but he worked through that. It was us holding him back from getting on the field. He was fighting like crazy to get out there. And then he's big, and he kind of knows how to use that big body in space. And that's a tribute to his game and where he the improvement he's made over the last year or so.
Last two,
yeah,
Randy and Dave.
Yeah, Andy, would you say Josh Martin might have been the biggest long shot to make this team? I mean, how did he catch your eye? How's this? You got two Ivy League guys here.
Yeah. Well, that's just so they can talk to you. Right. I mean, yeah, that's all.
Really? What won him a job?
They're he earned the spot. He came in. He was a great player, and you know, at Columbia, and he comes in and he just kind of carried that over here. He's big. He's fast. Strong. Made plays. Was able to cover. You know, he earned that. He's got some pass rush ability, which is important. Natural pass rush ability. And so he gives you somebody to work with, and I think he's a talented player. He's somebody that John had kind of focused in on and wanted him here, you know, during the draft and after the draft there, and we were able to get him.
Last one, Dave.
A lot is made of the, you know, picking the right guys for a team, and we see it on the practice field, we see it in games. How much of it is what you see in the locker room and the composition of a team from that respect when it comes down to cutting?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you want we've got all the guys that were here. This was a good bunch of guys, and that's what makes it tough. I mean, they're this team, I think, is very, very close. I didn't see any really bad apples in the bunch there. I just thought that they all got along. I thought that was one of the strengths as a 90 unit. That part was easy, kind of blending this thing the way you wanted it. You didn't have to really worry about that. You could really look at who you thought fit the team more as a player. Tribute to Scotty for what he brought in, and then John what he brought in. So all the way around.
Our